here in the hoary valleys of the South End, we represent a striking cross-section of Trump's America, meaning the have versus have-not society, where income inequality prowls the hollers and hides behind gated security fences. I've got neighbors who live in mold, spored, single-wides, slowly rotting into the weeds, living just a stone's throw from Microsoft executives buying million-dollar bluff homes as weekend vacation retreats. I used to think this diversity was healthy. I don't mind rubbing shoulders with the fabulously rich any more than I do my fellow unemployed. But lately the trend is decidedly against the poor. Rents are skyrocketing, jobs are scarce to non-existent, cost of living is going up, the rich keep getting richer, and the rest, good luck to you. Wages never budge upward, but CEO pay is astronomical. The Great Recession didn't hurt the wealthy. Wall Street got bailed out, but not the poor. Even the Democrats abandoned the working stiff in favor of the middle class while they courted the corporate elite. Capitalism never guaranteed income equity, and now in the 21st century, democracies around the globe are embracing right-wing populism. Fascism is back in style, and it's popular. Governments and corporate interests, hand in hand. Karl Marx wasn't too far off in his analysis, just his solution. My neighbors aren't particularly political, and insofar as economic analysis goes, they're happy so long as they can manage the monthly credit card minimum. One of my pals has a bumper sticker that reads, "Trump, resistance is futile." He's living in a travel trailer. If Trump is the solution, God help him. America was supposed to be the land of equal opportunity. But folks can see now it's not. They're being left in the dust of the digital age and corporate hegemony. They'll never get ahead. They'll never share in the Facebook dividends. And, they're pissed. They'll vote for anyone who pretends to care about their plight. A Trump, a Mussolini, a Duterte. They'll listen to their lies and they'll find out too late they've been duped. So will the rich. Trump serves their needs for the short term. We'll see what Apple and Google think when the coup d'etat is a fait accompli. Resistance, I hope, is not futile. The issue to fight for is income inequality. We're seeing what unchecked capitalism leads to, and sadly, we ain't seen nothing yet.